Hi, this week the question is the church necessary for salvation? For many people, the answer to this question is no, the church is not necessary for salvation. More and more, the growing idea is that the church is nice, but completely unessential in order for men to be saved. Often I hear statements like, you don't have to be in any building to be saved, or you can be saved anytime, not just at church. Unfortunately, the people who make these statements are confused as to what the Church of Christ really is. First, the church is not a building. The Bible says in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, that Jesus died for his church. But Jesus did not die for a building. Jesus died for people. So when the Bible speaks of Jesus dying for his church, it means he died for his people. Second, the church is not an assembly. People today talk of going to church. Really, what they mean is going to a church assembly or going to a church worship service. It is true that people can be saved any time of any day. It is not necessary to wait until a worship service of the church to obey God and be saved by being baptized. In Acts chapter 16, verses 25 through 33, a man was baptized at midnight. In the very same chapter, in Acts 16, verses 14 and 15, several women were baptized and saved during the daylight hours. So a person can be saved without being in a certain building, and he can be saved any time of any day. But the Church of Christ is not a place or a time. The Church of Christ is an organization. It is a group of God's people that have obeyed the Lord in baptism for the remission of sins. The question we're asking is, can a person be saved without ever being a member of any organization called the church? Now, in answer to this, many people would say, of course a man can be saved without being in any organization called the church. Preachers and church members all agree you don't have to be a member of the Baptist Church or the Methodist Church or the Catholic Church or the Presbyterian Church or the Pentecostal Church in order to be saved. And this, of course, is true. All of these denominations have been created by men, and they are maintained by men. None of these churches were around during the days of the apostles, and none of them are necessary for salvation. But the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is essential for salvation. Unlike man-made denominations, the Lord's Church was created and is constantly maintained by the Lord. First, the Church of Christ is the church which Christ built. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said, "I will build my church." This is why the Bible calls the Lord's church the Church of Christ, because Christ built it. Where does the Bible call the Lord's church the Church of Christ? In Romans 16, verse 16, the Bible says, "Salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you." Second, the Church of Christ is essential for salvation because Christ died for it. In Acts 20, verse 28, the Bible says, "Feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." In Ephesians 5, verse 25, the Bible says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Would Jesus die and shed his blood for an organization that's unnecessary for salvation? Well, to ask the question is to answer the question. The very fact that Jesus died and shed his blood for his church shows the value of the church. It shows that the Church of Christ is essential for salvation, and no one can be saved without being a member of this church. Third, the Church of Christ is essential because it is the body of Christ. In Colossians 1, verse 18, Jesus is the head of the body, the church. In Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23, God gave Jesus to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. The Church of Christ is the body of Christ, and Jesus is the head of the body. No one can be saved without being a member of his body, the church. Fourth, the church of Christ is essential because salvation is in the Lord's church. Notice carefully in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" Verse 41, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls." Verse 47, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Here the apostle of the Lord told everyone to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. That day 3,000 sinners obeyed him. And if you look carefully at verse 41, the scriptures say that they were added to something. What were they added to? Verse 47 says they were added to the church. Now question, who added these people to the church? Well, Jesus did. Next question, how many of these 3,000 people were added by Jesus to the church? Well, all of them were. Next question, how many of these 3,000 people got left out of the church? The answer is none of them. And last question, how many unbaptized, unsaved people got added to the church by the Lord? Well, the answer is none. This information tells us something. It tells us that the Church of Christ is not a building. The Church of Christ is not a man-made denomination. Instead, the Church of Christ is every man and woman in the world that has repented and been baptized for the remission of sins. The Church of Christ is all of God's saved people. Men and women can go to heaven without being a member of a man-made church, but no one can go to heaven without being in God's group of saved people, the Church of Christ.